Welcome to Now Trending, the latest in lifestyle with Andrea Elias and Orla Johannes on CJAD 800.
Hi, and welcome to Now Trending. I'm Orla.
And I'm Andrea. And coming up on today's show, the Vegas guru is going to join us with tips on finding luxury for less in a city that never sleeps.
Plus, what happens when we don't sleep and how people underestimate the importance of sleep. Then, beauty blogger Jamie Page will join us to give us her product choices for the best glow for men and women when it comes to bronzing.
Speaking of sleep, how are you feeling?
I'm great.
But seriously, in general, how are you feeling these days?
Well, I feel great, but I would like some uninterrupted sleep of a four-year-old coming in to say, "Mommy, can you snuggle me?" Every night I'm interrupted. But I still get up at 6 a.m. and do that cardio.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's impressive, Orla. The reason I was asking is The Guardian in the UK.
Oh, God.
Your people, Orla. They asked their readers recently how they were feeling because anecdotally, a lot more people have been talking about this mid-year burnout, meaning like midway through the summer, you know, we're at that point. We just crossed the halfway mark of the year. People are feeling really burnt out. And they asked their readers, you know, how are you guys feeling? And a lot of their readers responded saying that, you know, they're more tired. They're feeling less motivated. And, you know, they're almost like standing in the shower and falling asleep in the morning. And it was really interesting. I was reading through some of the comments. Readers were saying that they could fall asleep standing up. They were waking up with like a racing heart or their head was in the cloud, having lost a lot of energy, appetite, libido. They felt stretched too thin. And apparently this mid-year burnout is really becoming a thing now. And people are just, a lot of people, it's like they've kind of at the point in the year where they realize all of this hope and optimism from the new year, the goals they set and the things they hope to achieve, they were falling short from. And also, you know, through the summer, I think people also have a lot of FOMO. This time of the year, you see a lot of people doing a lot of things on social media. If you're like doing your 9 to 5, going like, you know, with your daily grind and you're not out doing those cool things, it can, I guess, take a toll on you emotionally. I just thought that was really interesting. It's something that we haven't really talked that much about.
You know what? The whole social media thing, I mean, it can really depress people.
Yeah.
If you don't have the same kind of lifestyle and you're watching all these people gallivanting to all these different countries and lying on this beach, sipping this cocktail, attending that event, it could probably be quite depressing for some people. I have to be honest. Sometimes you might just need to take a vacation from the social media.
Well, I think that's it. And I think a lot more people are becoming aware of the fact, the toll that it takes on our mental health, because it's not real life. People put out what, you know, I guess people might refer to as FOMO-inducing content because they want people to be envious of their lifestyle, but it's not always real life. FOMO, by the way, is the fear of missing out. Sorry, I've picked up one of those hipsters acronyms from somebody's kid or something. Something else I wanted to mention this week, splash pads. Do your kids play in splash pads? You know, those like those sprinkler things that they've been building in parks that have the water running and the kids run through.
Oh, they use that at daycare.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They have great fun doing that.
Yeah,
it just cools them down without having a swimming pool around.
Well, that's exactly it. And for people that don't have a membership at a pool or one in their backyard, it's a good way to cool kids down and let them burn off some energy.
Exactly.
And I know they're popping up in parks everywhere.
Could I pack that on the vacation?
Oh my God, I wish. A couple of families have been speaking out in the last week or so after their kids have sustained burns to their feet in splash pads. Yeah. One family in Kingston, Ontario said that their one-year-old son was playing at a community splash pad when he severely burned the bottom of his feet. And what happened was he stepped onto a hot metal door, which covered the mechanical sprinkler machines used to pump water into the splash pad. There was a sign that said stay off, but like, you know, try telling a one-year-old who is not wearing any shoes, who's running around in water, you know, not to go near something. I mean, it's next to impossible. And apparently, like, they had to call an ambulance, and
but
the kid sustained severe burns. And after this, a couple of other parents in Quebec as well, one in Quebec and one in another part of Ontario, said that their kids, their toddlers, had also suffered traumatic burns from these hot water grates. So just
but that's nothing to do with the actual sprinkler system splash pads, though, right?
Well, it's part of it. It's part of the splash pad. It's, you know, it's whatever. It's the door that covers where the water comes out of. And because they're metal, they get really, really hot. And the kids are running around a lot. I mean, they say you should be wearing shoes. But I mean, I've been to a splash pad. I don't think I've ever seen a kid wearing shoes.
Really?
In a splash pad.
Because I send Chloe to daycare with the outdoor water shoes.
So that's great. And I think that that's what they would recommend doing.
Yeah.
But you know, kids, I mean, they don't like to keep their shoes on at the best of times. And like, you know, all of my germophobia, I have to put out the window because I have that kid who loves to run around without shoes on. And this has never occurred to me. So just, you know, a warning, if your kid's playing in the splash pad, something to be aware of. It's happened a few times. And like, it's like one kid needed a skin graft procedure.
Good Lord.
Yeah. And like, there was like nerve damage, to another kid's feet. I mean, it's like, it's scary stuff. We talk a lot about travel on the show, right?
Yes. And you and I have a fantastic trip planned.
We do. I'm so excited.
I'm beyond excited. Coming up in October. Many of you may have known last October when Andrea and I attended Pink in the City Gala, we won flights to anywhere in the world, and we bought the ticket raffle ticket together. So we were so shocked that we actually won it. We're like, we're going on a girls trip. So we have booked LA in October for very long weekend.
Yeah, I mean, we've been talking about this, you know, for months. Obviously, we won it last October, and it's hard. We both have little kids and families and obligations, and you know, as much as we would have loved to gone to Bora Bora or somewhere exotic, we toyed around with a bunch of different destinations, and we've never been to LA. So LA, here we come. We're very excited.
We're planning our wardrobe as we speak.
Exactly. And in the process of booking a hotel. And so this is kind of cool. Travel and Leisure magazine just put together 25 of the coolest hotel amenities from hotels that they've surveyed and from what readers have given them. So maybe this will give us some ideas of what we can be looking for in LA. What would you say has been the coolest hotel amenity you've ever experienced?
Okay, so what I love when a hairdresser can come to the room.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah.
You don't mind if a hairdresser comes to the room, do you, Andrea?
Oh, you will not be getting any for sure. I would say there's one hotel that we stay in, the Sun and Alp in Vail, and they give you homemade cookies during turndown service in your room. So you'll come back, you know, after dinner into your room. There's always a hot cookie waiting for you, which I just thought is the nicest. Like, it's a family run hotel, and it's just such, you know, a home sort of feeling.
I actually do love that when you're in a rush to get out for dinner, the makeup's everywhere, your clothes, you're trying on different things. And when you come back, somebody's hung it all up for you and tidied it up. I'm like, well, I like this.
Can you come live with me, please? So similar to what I was just saying with the cookies, the Caldwell Hotel House Bed and Breakfast in Salisbury Mills, New York, gives you pie during turndown service. Yeah, anytime you book a stay in September, guests can enjoy a fresh piece of pie each night. I mean, I don't know if I'd want to eat a whole piece of pie before I went to bed. A cookie seems sufficient, but then again, I probably wouldn't turn it away. I love this one. In 2018, BrewDog opened the Doghouse, the world's first craft beer hotel in Columbus, Ohio. It's inside their brewery, and they have in-room beer taps that come with adjacent mini fridges.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that could get you into some trouble.
I'm sure some people that are serious beer drinkers would love that.
I mean, that could be dangerous. Here's another one. This would be good for us. It's at the W Hotel in Los Angeles in West Beverly Hills. Guests who step into the hotel's elevator on Saturday evenings will find a sip and lift cocktail caddy.
No.
But like, how long are you in the elevator for that you
need? We need to call the W.
We're coming for you, W Hotel in Los Angeles, and for your elevator. In-room arcade games at the Curtis Denver DoubleTree by Hilton Hotel. Guests can book a stay in the hotel video game suite. One of several theme suites that includes a Donkey Kong arcade game room alongside the Mario inspired wall decorations and more. This is probably not for us, but cool.
I do love a great spa, though, I have to say. The spa at Caesars Hotel in Vegas. I love that spa because you can get a great spray tan.
You
there
love
as well.
A spa. I find that hard to believe.
Coming up, it's a beautiful city full of lights, lust, and about anything you want. That's next. But first, let's take a look at the
Now Trending, the latest in lifestyle with Andrea Elias and Orla Johannes on CJAD 800. Brought to you by Jaguar Laval. What are you driving? Let's talk.
Welcome back. I'm Andrea alongside Orla. So we talk a lot on Now Trending about travel. And one of those places that if you haven't been to, you've probably at least considered going. And many of us have actually gone and for sure, you know, have our share of memories. I'm talking about Vegas, folks, Sin City. So to give us the skinny and the lowdown on all of the best places to go and how to get the most bang for your buck while in Las Vegas is David Yeskel, travel journalist and Vegas guru, who's on the line and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Sure.
So I'm very excited about this interview because I actually just booked a trip with two of my girlfriends to Las Vegas in September. So I'm sure I'm not alone when I travel. I love, you know, just do nice things, stay in nice places. So do you have any tips for finding luxury for less when visiting Las Vegas?
I'm all about finding luxury in Vegas. You know, it can be a pricey place, but if you know where to look and when to book, you can get great deals. So I have two different strategies that I use. The first is I advise people to register on the casino resort websites, the best websites like Caesars, Aria, Bellagio, Wynn. You'll get emailed offers with promotions that they typically only send to their past guests. So these are things that wouldn't be advertised.
Oh, interesting.
And the ones you want to look for are the ones that combine a nightly room rate, a low nightly room rate, along with a food and beverage credit, or sometimes it's two daily comps, you know, per night. And those are the best value when they combine those two things together. And they typically come Sunday through Thursday. Weekends are a little higher. But when they combine the room rates with the food and beverage credit or the comps, those are great.
So what do? You just log on to the website?
Just log on to the website. There's a place on every casino resort website to register. And you register, and you'll get the same offers emailed to you that past guests receive.
And what about when it comes to shopping in Vegas? I'm a bit partial to that, David, I'll be honest.
Yeah, sure.
My favorite is to stay at Caesars because it is attached to the Forum Shops and they close at midnight.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Forum Shops, right, that's dangerous. The Forum Shops are great. It's still, you know, it's still the one shopping area in Vegas that really has been busy since it opened. And, you know, it's got a great feel in there. It feels like you're outdoors. I think they pump in a little bit of humidity to make it feel just perfect, the 72 degrees, you know. So that's great. And also the Grand Canal Shops at the Venetian are another great shopping area. And for people looking for outlets, there are great outlet malls on the north end and the south end of the strip, just past each end, that are great for outlet shopping and top brands.
Well, I don't know what they pump in and out of those shopping malls, but I'm telling you, I stay there for hours.
It wouldn't take anything, I don't think, being pumped
in. Yeah,
they're
very conducive to getting you to stay inside.
Oh, my goodness. So when it comes to Las Vegas, a lot of people think, got to go see a show.
Yeah.
My favorite shows that I've seen in Vegas, I've seen the Cirque du Soleil O, fantastic. And Jersey Boys, the best musical I've ever seen there.
Yeah, Jersey Boys was great. It had a good run at Paris. It's not there anymore, but it had a long run.
So which three Las Vegas shows would be on your must-see list right now?
So here are my top three. I think Cirque du Soleil's best show is Ka. That's K-A, and that's at the MGM Grand. This is this epic tale. It's spectacular staging. The stage moves into almost a vertical alignment, and you're enveloped in this theater with action all around you. You know, in Vegas, the Cirque du Soleil theaters are built for those particular shows. So this show at the MGM Grand was built for Ka, and I think it's Cirque du Soleil's best show on the Strip. The second would be The Beatles' Love, which is another Cirque du Soleil show, and that's at the Mirage. And this show was completely refreshed 2 years ago. New costumes, new choreography. There are thousands of speakers in the theater all surrounding you. So the sound of the Beatles' music is just digitally remastered, and it's just gorgeous. And especially for people into the Beatles, it's a great experience. And the third show is a show, it's Cirque-like, but it's not from Cirque. It's Le Rêve, The Dream, and that's at Wynn. So this is similar in some ways to O at Bellagio in that it's an aqua fantasy show, but it's in the round. So the stage is in the center, and it becomes a pool and drains and fills in a matter of a minute. It's a really amazing thing. And it is dreamlike, and I think it's a gorgeous show, and I still think it's one of the top three shows in Vegas. That's Le Rêve, The Dream at Wynn.
Well, one thing I love about going to see shows in Vegas is they are intimate. You know, it's not like you're going into Wembley Stadium.
Right.
Stadium.
Right.
And you're like one of a million, and you're like miles away from the stage. I remember going to see Mariah Carey in Vegas, and I also remember going to see Rod Stewart. And every single concert I've been to are incredibly small and incredibly intimate. And I love that you can actually see the singer and performing.
You can, absolutely. And there's a new venue, a fairly new venue at the new Park MGM. So, you know, what used to be the Monte Carlo was completely transformed into a brand new hotel, essentially, and that is Park MGM. And it's gorgeous. And the Park Theater in that venue has about a 5,000-seat capacity, which I think is a great size. No seat is more than something like 50 feet from the stage. It's really, you're really close in. And this is where Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars have their residencies. Cher is coming in for a residency there, too. So that's my favorite place now for residencies in Vegas. It's the Park Theater at the Park MGM. And there are others, too, that are great. But this is the smallest, and I think it's the most intimate.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Andrea Elias alongside Orla Johannes. And we're in conversation with David Yaskel, a travel journalist and Vegas guru. So, David, as the Vegas guru, what are your best kept secrets for Las Vegas?
So I do occasionally let some of my best kept secrets out of the box. Well, with you. So there's a kind of a new weekend brunch that I like a lot at Caesars, and this is at a venue called Pronto by Giada. So you may be familiar with Giada De Laurentiis, the TV chef. She's got a fine dining restaurant at the Cromwell, which is across from Caesars. But this is her, Pronto by Giada is her fast casual place. And on the weekend, they do a weekend brunch. It's an all-you-can-eat weekend brunch. It's small. It's intimate. Not very well known yet. $39. It's all you can eat with some of Giada's small bites, some great a carvery, an omelet station, her delicious sweets. She's got these lemon ricotta cookies that are just to die for. And all that's included right now, it's on the weekends, $39. I think it's a great value, and it's not very well known yet. So check that one out. And people looking for free entertainment, you know, Vegas always had a reputation for having great free lounge acts. And there still are some if you know where to find them. And I really like David Osborne at the Bellagio. So he is a world-class pianist, and he performs at a small outlet called the Petrosian Bar. It's right off of the lobby and the conservatory, so you can see the gorgeous floral displays there. And he plays on a schedule, not every night, but a few nights a week. His name's David Osborne, an incredible talent. And you just sit there, and for the price of a drink, you have a great show. And that's unusual in Vegas.
David, my girlfriends that I'm traveling to Vegas with will be upset if I don't ask you if you have any recommendations for the best pools in Vegas.
Yeah, sure. So I like the pools at Caesars. I think
I'm 100% there with you on that, David.
100%. Yeah, the Garden of the Gods pool complex, 7 different pools. Each kind of has its own ambiance. And I think it's a great place to visit. There's a busy pool, there's a family pool, there's an adult pool, there's a pool with blackjack tables in it, there's a topless optional pool.
Ooh,
off to the side.
And I can see Andrea. I can see Andrea that one.
You know me so well.
So yeah, there's something for everybody in that pool complex.
Let me quickly ask you before we go, David.
Sure.
You just mentioned there's a family pool. How family friendly? Really is Las Vegas, because I wouldn't bring my kids there. Well,
no,
probably because I want to have fun.
I agree with that completely. So I don't call Vegas family friendly. I hedge on that description, and here's why. So we all know there are family appropriate activities in Vegas. There are water parks. There's afternoon magic shows, a wildlife habitat at the Flamingo. There's great stuff for families to do. But what the parents can't do is they can't turn off the adult stimulation that's all over and that's in their kids' faces. You know, the billboards rolling down the Vegas Strip for strip clubs and guys handing out flyers for escorts to your room. Parents can't turn off that stimulation, and their kids are exposed to it, and it's in their face. Vegas is sexy, and it was conceived for and designed for and has always been operated for adults. It's an adult playground, right? And so people can take their kids there at their own risk if they're willing to answer some uncomfortable questions like, what was that, Daddy? So right, it's not. I don't call it a family-friendly destination. It can be family-appropriate if parents are willing to handle it.
David, thank you so much for joining us. How can people follow you on social media?
sure they should follow me on Twitter, where I'm the Vegas guru, and every day I tweet out tips like I'm telling you, like I've been telling both of you. Great dishes I've had, great deals, where to stay, recently remodeled rooms, which I look for in Vegas that are a good value. So
yes.
I'm the Vegas guru on Twitter.
Thank you so much for joining us again, David. Great chatting with you.
Thank you. Great here.
That's David Yeskel, travel journalist and Vegas guru. Coming up after the news, we all need it. We all want it, but never seem to get enough of it. That's next.
Now trending, the latest in lifestyle with Andrea Elias and Orla Johannes on CJAD 800. Brought to you by Land Rover Laval. What are you driving? Let's talk.
Welcome back. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. Now, I don't know about you, but I need my sleep. I'm a zombie without it. It has been known a previous boyfriend did call me a little gremlin if I didn't get my sleep. It is very important to us, and we only realize we are sleep deprivated when it is gone. We don't realize the importance of it. Joining us now is Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics. Welcome back, Doctor.
Hi, thank you. Good afternoon.
So, Dr. DiLiello, how does lack of sleep affect our body and mind, apart from being, like, you know, grumpy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have the tendency to think of sleep as this time for the mind to relax and unwind, but it's in fact the opposite. So for the mind, sleep is this active time where we focus on memory consolidation, processing, strengthening. So it's really important. So as you could expect, one of the most prominent effects of sleep deprivation is cognitive impairment. So we tend to be less alert, with reduced ability to sustain attention, our reflexes dulled. What's even scarier is that in the moment, we're largely unaware of these cognitive deficits. So it leads to increased accidents, more workplace errors. You know, it's one of the main reasons why medical interns are no longer able to do 24-hour shifts. Aside from that, there's higher rates of depression and anxiety, decreased quality of life, and even our immunity goes down. So we're more susceptible to things like the common cold and poor heart health.
So ideally, how much sleep should the average person be looking to get each night?
So sleep will really vary from person to person and across the lifespan. So if you take in consideration this variability, the National Sleep Foundation will recommend about 8 to 10 hours a night for teenagers and between 7 and 9 hours for adults.
Yeah. If I don't get 8 hours sleep, Dr. DiLiello, I'm a bit grumpy.
Impossible.
So it might sound like a silly question, but how do you know if you're getting enough sleep, assuming that we all don't need the same amount?
Andrew,
my God,
because my kids are me up every night.
Yeah, so that's it. It's exactly that you're going to feel like over time that you're making more and more mistakes, that your kind of acuity, your sharpness of your thoughts aren't really there. Apart from that, I mean, people will tell you might be a little bit more irritable, short-tempered, things like that.
And forgetful, too. I know, like, Orla and I both worked on the morning show here, so we were up, you know, between 3:30 and 4:30 in the morning.
Oh my
and
goodness.
It wasn't until I stopped doing those hours that I realized how forgetful I had become. And then, you know, slowly over time, I think, anyways, my memories come back.
Yeah, exactly.
One thing I always find, like I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, as many people know, right now, like it's been months and months and months, I'm up once a night every night. Interrupted sleep. How does this impact us over a long period, apart from it being really, really annoying?
It's true, Orla. I mean, the more we understand it, that proper sleep is not just the quantity of sleep, but also the quality. So during the night, our bodies will go through different stages of sleep. So if one stage is interrupted, you know, by a restless toddler or trips to the bathroom, anxious thoughts, you know, you may never get into that deep restorative sleep that occurs during the later stages. So there are some studies that even show that interrupted sleep could be even worse than not enough sleep. So this could lead to emotional distress, you know, again, poor academic and work performance, lower attention span. And over the long term could lead to things like heart disease and metabolic disease as well.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Andrea Elias alongside Orla Johannes, and we are speaking with Dr. Diliello from Cardiogenics Medical Center about sleep. I read recently that sort of disconnecting from electronics before bedtime, you know, whether it be a smartphone or an iPad, was really helpful in terms of getting a better quality sleep. And I've started doing that, and I have noticed that I feel more rested in the morning and I'm not waking up in the middle of the night, and I do feel like I'm in a deeper sleep. Do you have any tips for people who are trying to get into a better sleep pattern and have better quality sleep?
Oh, absolutely. So when it comes to getting back on track, we're really talking about proper sleep hygiene. So consistency is key. So as a first step, you want to try to ensure an optimal sleep environment. So this is usually a cool, dark room. Get rid of the laptops, the TV, the tablets, all that, because your brain should really be conditioned to using the bed for two things and two things only: sleep and sex. That means no eating, no working, no Netflix, nothing else. As much as possible, you want to try to stick to the sleep schedule, you know, same bedtime, same wake-up time, even on the weekends. They recommend staying hydrated during the day, but not to drink more than a glass of water within an hour of going to bed. And I recommend cutting the caffeine out after around 2 o'clock.
What about for people who do shift work, where the routine is almost impossible?
So that's true. Shift workers are so important to our society. We have policemen, firemen, nurses, health workers. And there is, to a certain extent, some risks with shift worker, putting us at higher risks over the long run. Honestly, as much as possible to try to keep that consistency. You can control your schedule all the time, but what you can control is the environment that you're in, the caffeine, the alcohol that you're intaking, other things that may have an effect on your overall sleep.
Dr. Diliello, can lack of sleep and being tired cause people to overeat? Is there a link there?
Absolutely, absolutely. So in fact, if you look at it, lack of sleep has been shown to cause weight gain. So there's evidence that in certain countries where the average sleep time is shorter, there's higher percentages of people with obesity. On top of overeating, we know that some of the fatigue from insomnia leads to lack of energy and less exercise, so it really could be detrimental.
And then you want to reach for the chocolate bar to give you that sugar rush to wake you up again, and it becomes a vicious circle.
That's absolutely true.
So if you don't speak or say what you need to say before my husband hits the pillow, forget it. You have 30 seconds to say what you need to say. I would love to fall asleep within 30 seconds. Any tips that I could use to fall asleep instantly?
Oh, that's not it. Not really.
Well, at least you're honest.
It's really just to ensure that proper sleep hygiene. I mean, some people will use different sleeping agents like melatonin, and they really swear by that. Honestly, I think less is best, and just ensuring those good habits over time.
What about for people who do take sleep aids, like more, let's say, stronger ones, like, you know, an Ativan or a CBD or something like that? Does that affect the quality of sleep that they're having?
It does. So oftentimes those are really used to help people fall asleep and put you into sleep, but they don't really help maintain your sleep. So oftentimes they'll be up frequently anyways, you know, leaning towards taking another medication or just not having a good, decent sleep. So over the long run, it could really lead to some detrimental sleep habits.
Dr. Diliello, just before we go, it's summer vacation. A lot of people are suffering from jet lag. Any tips to cope with getting back into the routine?
This dreaded jet lag, absolutely. So there are some things, and it really depends on what direction you're going to be traveling in. So if you're traveling east, say to Europe or China, starting 3 days before your trip, you want to try to make your bedtime and wake-up time 30 minutes earlier each day. So if you normally wake up at 7 in the morning, you know, you wake up at 6:30, 6, and then 5:30 on the day of travel. And if you normally go to bed around 11, you want to go to bed at 10:30, 10, and then 9:30. If you're going west, so to BC or to Hawaii, starting 3 days beforehand, you want to wake up 30 minutes later each day. In terms of other things, like on the day of travel, you want to adjust your watch to the destination time zone before you even board the plane. And everything you do from now on will be dependent on that time. So again, if you're going east, you want to avoid bright lights in the early morning. So it may mean keeping the window shades on the plane down, wearing an eye cover or even sunglasses. And while you're at that destination, try to get as much sunlight in the early afternoon. If you're going west, it's the opposite. You want to try to avoid that bright light in the nighttime hours and get as much as you can in the afternoon.
I'm going to try all those
That's
things.
Fascinating.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. If it's a little bit complicated, there's a lot of interesting tech. So there's some apps you could download on your smartphone that help guide you through your jet lag. So a popular one is called Time Shifter. It essentially gives you a sleep, light, caffeine schedule to follow and just kind of, you know, ease you through that jet lag.
Dr. DiLiello, thank you so much for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
The pleasure is mine. Thank you.
That's Dr. DiLiello from Cardiogenics Medical Center. Coming up, want to get the perfect tan without the sun? One of Canada's top beauty bloggers will join us.
Now trending, the latest in lifestyle with Andrea Elias and Orla Johannes on CJAD 800. Brought to you by Jaguar Laval. What are you driving? Let's talk.
Welcome back to Now Trending. I'm Orla alongside Andrea. Now, it's always amazing to have a great glow and more so during the summer. But how can you achieve that perfect bronze glow on your face? Well, joining us now is Canadian beauty blogger Jamie Page. Welcome back, Jamie.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. Very happy to be here.
So are we, trust me, especially because you bought all your products.
I always bring all the goods for you guys.
Andrea and I, especially during the summertime more, because we're more, you know, less clothing on us, we love that whole bronze look wintertime. We like looking bronzed and glowing. So how can men and women start off prepping their skin before putting glowing and bronzed products on?
Well, there's so many different types of bronzers out there on the market. Of course, there are bronzers that you could put on. There are self-tanning products, which give you a little bit more of like a permanent or semi-permanent glow. And the best way to prep your skin for something like that is to exfoliate your body as much as possible. You want to make sure there is zero dead skin cells on anywhere on your limbs, especially on your elbows, your knees, your knuckles. You want to make sure that everything is really nice and smooth. And you also want to apply your self-tanner with an application mitt, because that's just going to give you the smoothest and most even result.
I find right now I'm really into Dr. Brand Microdermabrasion Exfoliating Cream.
Yes.
I love that. It really, really clears your skin. You can buy it from Sephora. Andrea, you have to try this.
Okay.
It's fantastic as an exfoliator.
For your face?
For your face,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So after you're done exfoliating, would you moisturize before you apply the tanning product?
I actually recommend not moisturizing your skin before applying your tanner, because it could actually disrupt the tanner and you'll get some splotchiness. So you don't want your skin to be dry, but you also don't want it to be oily.
Okay. So you brought in a whole bunch of products that
I
look
did.
Amazing. Can we go through some of them?
Yes, of course. So for bronzing products that you put on your face, as far as makeup goes, there are a few different types that you can use. You can use powders, you can use liquids and creams. Powders are a great go-to. Everybody knows how to use a powder bronzer. They're quick and they're easy. I have a few here that I really like. Fenty is one of my favorite when it comes to bronzers. They have one of the largest shade ranges, so there's really something for everybody. This one in Shady Biz is my favorite.
Shady
it just
Biz.
Suits my skin tone the best.
Isn't Rihanna affiliated with Fenty, the company
that,
Fenty?
That is her brand.
This is her brand.
Yes.
I knew, because every time I see Fenty, I see Rihanna. I didn't know whether she was a spokesperson. It's actually her
Fenty
company.
Fenty is actually her last name.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Where have I been living all this time?
I didn't know that either.
So as far as powder bronzers go, there are a few different types. You can get matte ones. You can get ones that have a little bit of glow to them. This one from Hourglass in Radiant Bronze Light is gorgeous, because
yes.
What's really nice about that bronzer is that it does have a glow to it, but there's not a lot of shimmer. Because what I don't personally like in a bronzer is when I have a lot of gold shimmer all
over
my face.
Yeah, you don't want to look like you're going
no.
on stage. Like, it's a shiny look.
No, of course not. You want your bronzers to look as natural as possible. You don't want it to look obvious. And I think using products that are subtle, that are buildable, is really the key to that.
I recently bought a new bronzer I'm in love with, and I want to share with everyone. It's a Chanel Duo Bronze et Lumiere. And so this is a bronzer on one side and a highlighter on the other. Mm. And I love these colors. Because one thing I've always found with bronzers is if you do have pale skin,
yes,
and you go buy a bronzer, you can look a nice shade of orange.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I've definitely, as the palest person in the room, definitely made that mistake one or two times.
You want to make sure that if you are on the fair side that you're using a bronzer that doesn't have those coppery terracotta undertones, because you will look muddy, you're going to look orange. You want to use something that's a little bit more neutral, almost like a contour powder.
Right.
And that's just going to be the most flattering. Every skin tone does need a different shade of bronzer. It's not a one-size-fits-all type of thing.
So tell us about some of the other products you've brought
yes.
in with you.
Okay, so personally speaking, I love creams and liquids as far as bronzing products go, just because they're the most natural looking. This one from Tom Ford is incredibly expensive, but it is definitely my favorite cream bronzer. It's called the Shade and Illuminate.
Oh, wow.
And
that sounds really good.
Absolutely gorgeous. What's really nice about cream...
I'm going to put my finger on it, though. It's your makeup.
You know what? It's okay. You seem clean.
They
seem
are clean. I seem clean. Because I'm in a white dress today.
what's really nice about creams is that they have a certain sense of translucency to them.
Yes.
So they're going to look really nice and natural mm-hmm. on the face. So if you're looking for a really naturally bronzed look, creams and liquids are the way to go.
But do they make you shine though too much?
If you have an oilier skin type, you do want to kind of be, you know, a little bit more careful with cream products, because they do have a little bit more slip to them than obviously
yes.
a powder product.
Yeah.
But a little trick that I actually like to do, especially for events or when I want my bronzing products to last throughout the whole entire day, is I actually like to layer cream products underneath powders. So the powder is going to lock in that cream. It's going to make it last, and it's going to really just lock everything in.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You're listening to Now Trending. I'm Andrea Elias alongside Orla Johannes, and we're chatting with Jamie Page, a beauty vlogger located right here in Montreal, about, how to get a tan, I guess, without going into the sun. Jamie, we also want to ask you about self-tanners. What are your favorites? Any ones that you recommend?
Loving Tan is probably my ultimate favorite self-tanner. What I love about Loving Tan is that I, no matter how I apply it, it always looks great. Like I could look crazy after applying it, but as soon as I wash it off in the shower, it just looks like the most gorgeous, natural looking tan. And I really love the I think it's called the 2 hour express. And so your tan develops in 2 hours, so you could put it on, you know, right before going out for dinner. And 2 hours later, you're going to be bronzed and glowing.
Oh, my goodness.
I like
that.
And that's
amazing.
Called Loving Tan?
Yes.
Okay. We're also going to put a link to all of the products. And we're going to list them out on our Facebook page as well for anybody listening.
And what are your thoughts on buildable tans?
Buildable tans, I actually personally haven't found anything that I love. I'm constantly trying new products, but there isn't really one that I've tried that has stood out to me yet.
Well, thank you for being honest, Jamie. That's Jamie Page, a beauty blogger. You can follow her on Instagram, Jamie Page Beauty. Thank you so much for joining us today, Jamie.
Thank you so much for having me.
We love having you in, because now I'm going to go with this list and go shopping and get all the products.
I make you spend a lot of money.
Yes, you do. Just as well we don't have a shoe person in here. That's all I'm saying. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget, you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Now Trending Show. Join us again next week for the latest in trends and lifestyle. Have a fabulous week.